move to item number five, our uncontested items calendar. Mr. Briggs?
Yes, we have a pretty extensive consent calendar today, items 12 through 18. So those are item 12, the San Gerardo Cooperative. And as I said at the outset, we do have some supplemental sheets for that. And they're letters of support. Where's Angela? That's correct. They're all letters of support, right? Actually, I just see one letter here with mine, but maybe I'm missing a... Looks like you have... You all have more than one letter? Okay, good. So those are all letters of support, and we propose leaving that on consent. Item 13 is the Kate School in Santa Barbara County, revision of waste discharge requirements. 14 is the Morro Bay Power Plant surface impoundments to rescind waste discharge requirements because they did a clean closure of those ponds. 15 is the Goleta Sanitary District, and we do have Camille Azzori is the general manager of the Goleta Sanitary District. Camille, where are you?
Right here.
I was looking past. Camille said he's available if necessary for questions. Thanks for being here. Item 16 is the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District Wastewater Treatment Plant. And I'll also mention, skip over 17. 18 is the Avila Beach Community Services District Wastewater Treatment Plant. The reason I put those two together is because John Wallace of John Wallace's Associates, I get your name right, John Wallace Group is here. he's his own group. And he's here representing both agencies, and like Camille, he's here if only if there are questions on those two items. And then for item 17, Dwayne Chisholm, City of Pismo Beach, is here. And like his two counterparts, he's here only to be available only if there are questions on those items. And that's it for the consent calendar. So we don't have any other cards of speakers for those items.
Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. I do have questions on item 15, on Goleta, mostly just information, I think just clarifying for myself. So I'm just going to run through the questions. I think some of them are appropriate for staff to respond to, but certainly if we want to hear from, if there are comments that would be helpful from the City of Goleta, that would be great. First, I'd like to know what the status of the permits are. It appears we are in the first five-year permit, coming up to the second five-year permit, but because of the different appeals and different processes that have been going on in relationship to State Water Board and its role, it's not clear to me. And that relates then to deadlines for the conversion schedule. Have we been, are we on track? And I'm looking at the January 09 permit requirement and the December 08 30% design. And then are we, if we're on track, are we going to see a 60% design coming up in November and March, 90%? And then the question about if we are missing deadlines, what are the consequences? There's several different ways in which those consequences are described in the supporting documents. And then last question on this is regards the second permit coming up and changes in the law. Any conditions? Are we in any discussion with them now about that, or does that just get handled at the time of the permit? It seems like in a 10-year period, having made all of these conditions 10 years prior, we probably are looking at some changes going on. I just wanted to understand how we're working with Goleta on this process, considering the role of State Board in this as well.
Okay. And is that the extent of your questions?
Yes.
Okay.
I do have one other question that just addresses all of the new EPA template. And I noticed that there's a section entitled Recycling Requirements, and all of them say not applicable at this time. I just wondered if you could comment on that as well. And those are the
For all the NPDES permits?
For all the NPDES permits, correct.
Okay. Maybe Burton or Harvey could be prepared to answer that after we answer the Goleta questions. If it's all right with the chair, I'd propose that we go ahead and answer these questions as part of the consent calendar, since that's the extent
fine.
Of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does any other board member have any questions regarding the consent calendar? Okay.
Okay. Ryan Lodge of our staff, if you could tackle the ones that you can.
Sure.
As far as the Goleta settlement.
Good morning, members of the board. Ryan Lodge, I'm water resource control engineer, working with the Goleta Sanitary District on their 301H waiver and permit renewal, and also their settlement agreement. The change to the settlement agreement proposed today is for one item only, and that's for the CEQA. There were some unforeseen issues that popped up. They've actually completed the CEQA that was certified at the beginning of September. It was right after the staff report went out, so I wasn't able to address that in the staff report. So they've completed that actual requirement in the settlement timeline. All their other dates in that timeline, they've been meeting them, and I've been meeting with them, and they've told us they'll meet all those deadlines, or they plan to meet all those deadlines. So that hasn't been an issue, and we don't foresee that to be an issue in the future. In terms of the renewal of the permit is expiring soon. We're working with the US EPA Region 9. They have to draft a draft technical document that goes along with our draft permit. Part of the process of doing the draft technical document is to get concurrence with various agencies, federal and state agencies, prior to doing that. So they're in that process now. It's taking a little bit longer than they had anticipated. Initially, we had anticipated bringing the permit to the board by December of this year. That's been pushed off because of the consultations they have to get, the sign-off they have to get from U.S. Fish and Wildlife and other services. So they're working with that. We met with them last month. They came down and met with us in our office, US EPA Region 9, I should say, staff. And we also went to Goleta with US EPA and talked to them and had a meeting to lay out the timeline. It's a little bit up in the air because of potential Endangered Species Act issues with US Fish and Wildlife, similar to those that came up with the Morro Bay Cayucas 301H waiver. But they're working towards getting that resolved basically at this time. So we're kind of waiting on them. I have an initial draft of the permit essentially ready to go, but we have to wait until they're ready to send out their draft technical document. So that's where we are with the permit. And then I'm not quite clear on what the question was in terms of the second year permit and any changes to the law. The settlement agreement essentially just points to the BOD and total suspended solids effluent limits. There hasn't been any changes in the federal requirements for those since the last permit round. Any other changes to the law will be incorporated into the new proposed permit for the district.
And so the process that the current process in the consultation with agencies would recognize any changes in the law. That's the process where this could occur.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we will see any changes that would be appropriate are being developed now and would go into that second permit. It just concerned me because it appeared as though there was a lot of language in the agreement, really locking things down. And I appreciate that. Goleta wastewater treatment plant and its plans to upgrade, they need to have a firm set of standards and deadlines and so forth. But it does concern me over a 10-year period that as standards change and we improve our ability to monitor and identify constituents of concern and discharge to the ocean, that those things would be reflected in the second 5-year permit. So I'm assured that through consultation, we'll see those changes made if they're appropriate.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Well, Burton, before you answer the next question, Camille, did you have anything to add, or is that fine?
Good morning, members of the board, and welcome to Santa Barbara. Actually, I don't have anything to add. I am here to answer any questions you may have. We've complied with all the permit deadlines that, or the conversion schedule deadlines that we have, and we anticipate that we would probably be completing the project even sooner than the schedule that we have in the settlement agreement. We're very interested in moving to the construction phase because the environment of the construction right now is very competitive in pricing. So, it's a good incentive for us too. And we're working very closely with your staff to make sure that we accomplish our goals.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry to cut you off there, Bert.
Not at all.
And happy birthday.
Good morning. Thank you. Burton Chadwick, lead staff for your core regulatory programs. In regard to the standard template, that's a statewide standard template, and you recognize that, and you've seen it for about 3 or 4 years now. For the three particular permits in front of you today, Avila Beach, South County San Luis Obispo, and Pismo Beach, they don't have a recycling water program. Therefore, the standard permit doesn't have any provisions in it, and that's why it says not applicable in this case. I'll contrast that. When you do see the Goleta's permit coming before you shortly, you will see a lot of conditions regarding, because Goleta does have a recycling water program.
I think what I was, I may have been interpreting this to consider that in the future, recycling may be a requirement of an MPDES permit. Is that potentially headed in that direction?
We would like to see more people recycling water and reusing it more than just letting it go to the ocean. Yeah. But that's really something that the facility has to be upgraded to achieve. If you remember back to the Morro Bay hearing, and Morro Bay is going to go to tertiary, they're starting to look at upgrades for that and looking at customers for that water. So there's a lot of things that the facility has to do before they propose it. When they do make that proposal, we will look at that. If they do want to recycle, we will make provisions within the permits.
Okay.
And we do encourage recycling.
Good. I understand how that fits in now. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
A little additional information on that. The State Board's almost brand new recycled water policy, I think that was February of this year, does certainly push recycling more aggressively than any time in the past, and calls for various targets or goals for the state in terms of acre feet of recycled water, increased acre feet of recycled water per year for the state. And we're working with the State Board on how that's to be rolled out, as the State Board's providing guidance on how that's to be rolled out with each one of the municipalities in terms of how that would apply, you know, on the individual municipality basis or service area basis. So we're still in the throes of trying to figure that out, but certainly it's the policy is much more aggressive than anything in the past, and that's a good thing because California, it's a critical issue in terms of being water short. So I think we're going to be seeing some changes in how we're approaching permitting vis-a-vis recycled water very soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other board questions, comments? All right. So need to deal with our uncontested items calendar.
Move the calendar.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries.